Chris, where does that speed come from on this Looper stage? You've absolutely driven a blinder.
No, it's just learning the car and learning to adapt to it. I said it would take some time. It's a completely different car to the Subaru, and I had to learn what it did and make some small changes, and for me, now the feeling is getting better.
Well, the changes are obviously working. We were looking at your split times on one of the stages, and you were blowing everybody out of it, apart from Sebastian.
Well, it seems okay then. Considering it, I knew the first day would be tough, and then the second day we were going to learn, and we came in really tough conditions to learn. And even this afternoon, it was raining heavy, and there's a lot of water, but the times seem okay, so I can't complain.
And presumably, if you would take any little indiscretions yesterday, that had you been able to match that type of pace yesterday, you would be in a very, very good position.
Yeah, I know, but when you come to a new rally in a new car for your first time, you can't expect to be on the pace right away. You know, Sebastian and Danny have been in these cars for many years, as has Mikko, and so to be sort of right with them speed-wise today is nice.
When you're breathing very heavily down Henning's neck.
Yeah, well, we've taken a little bit of time out of Henning today. So
it's looking very like the fourth is very very doable first thing in the morning.
Yeah, I hope so. But we have to get through another tough day tomorrow anyway.
And hopefully we'll be still here at the end of tomorrow to say that it's been as good, if not better, day than today was.
Yeah, let's hope so. Thank you.
Cheers, Chris.